Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Do you have Mount Everest on the bucket list?
No. Nah, too cold.
Is it? Yeah, that's the only reason?
And too die-y.
Too much die-y.
Yeah, people die up there. I don't want to do that.
I've known people that have gone to the base camp. Obviously not to the top. I don't know many people that, I don't know anyone that's gone to the top.
What's the point of going to the base if you're not going all the way to the tip?
Because it doesn't matter. As long as you reach the base, that you can still say that you've done it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you cannot.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
If you say, I've climbed Mount Everest, I think a lot of people just assume that you've been to base camp.
No. I've never assumed that.
Do you know anyone that's been to the top of Everest?
Who's bragging about going to the base?
Everyone.
No.
It's not base, it's base camp.
No.
You don't go to the bottom of Everest and like, ha, oh, here we are. No, no, no. You've still got a trek. You need the Sherpas and all that sort of stuff.
So you're telling me, hang on. You're telling me the base of Everest is not at the bottom.
No, hang on. Base camp Everest. Okay. Base camp, as daunting as the name may sound, the Everest base camp trek is not the trek one can undertake. Thanks, English language. This makes no sense. So South Base Camp is in Nepal at an altitude of 5,000 metres.
But you don't start from zero. There's nothing to say that 5,000 metres isn't where you already start the altitude.
No, but it's not because they trek to base camp.
Nah.
No one's trekking to the top.
Surely there's a little ski lift or something that takes you
to
base
camp.
No,
there's no ski lift. Okay.
And then you do the walking from the base. Why would they call it base camp?
Okay, think about it like this, right? Mountain,
yes,
right? At the bottom is where, we have our, we have our coffees and we stay before we set off on our big trek to base camp.
What?
Which is a camp up the mountain.
No, base camp's where you have your coffee.
No, it's not. That's home.
What?
That's home camp.
No.
Base camp is different.
Home's in Australia.
Yeah. Base camp is a little bit further north.
Absolutely not. Disagree.
Anyway,
100%.
Do your research.
I will not be told that the base of Mount Everest is climbing Mount Everest.
No, but it's not the it's the first camp.
The first camp.
So you can't get
the
up there in one day.
No.
You have to do multiple camps up the top, up the way. Up the ways.
So it's up the ways camp. It's not base camp then.
Base camp, I think, is just the camp where everyone, you get to and you're like, right,
have
we got all our fingers and toes?
And then let's start
climbing. Let's keep going up again.
Nah.
Let's just pray we make it down alive.
It's got to be the start.
Oh, my God. It's not the start. Anyway, China and Nepal have announced jointly together the new official height for Mount Everest. You thought it was tall before, man. Ha ha. Guess what? There's a new measurement that's just been had. They've both agreed on it. So obviously, it's very political in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the new height of the world's highest peak is now 8,848.86 metres. Right? Once again, what did I say? Base camp is located 5,000.364.
Yeah.
You get it?
But is the road in also at 5,000,
There's no road in. Anyway, this famous
There's got to be a car park.
There's no car park. No. You stay in, I'm pretty sure you stay on the Nepalese side and then I'm pretty sure that's how it works out.
But you've got to get to, you've got to be able to get to the mountain. So to get to the mountain.
I'm sure there's a gate and a track.
It's like a national park. And
yeah.
You drive
and
in.
Then you go up and up and up and up and up and up.
And you park in the
it's
car.
It's not snow
park.
All the way down.
No.
No. But anyway, there's now an official new height, taller than expected. Do you know how much taller it is?
How much?
86 centimetres.
86. That's not a. That's a few centimetres.
Yeah, 86 centimetres taller than what they originally thought. They've agreed on that amount.
I've heard people exaggerate about centimetres, but 86 is, I don't know if I believe that.
So it's not something to write home about on your trek to base camp, is it?
Are they measuring from base to?
Oh, my God.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
So you're not flying anywhere over Christmas, are you?
No.
I'm flying to Brisbane, and I said, you know, I've said on air a couple of times, we booked our flights before the Queensland border reopened.
Yeah, you run the gauntlet.
Yeah, because we thought, look, you know, they'll let us change them if they don't reopen, but if they do, there'll probably be a bit of a rush on flights. And that has proven the case. So the price of those flights has spiked something crazy. Dale Thomas, former footballer, he had flights that he'd paid $300 for. I don't know where he was going. Oh, Perth.
Yeah.
Had flights booked to Perth, $300 they cost him.
That's and cheap.
Then, yeah, they changed the flight, so he had to change his flight because he couldn't, whatever they changed the flight to didn't work for him.
Do, yeah.
So he had to change his flight. $1,500. Whoa.
That's ridiculous. They really don't want people going to WA.
No, well, no. I just think they're kind of really, I mean, I don't want to say gouging, but they're certainly.
$1,500. I got to LA for $1,500.
Mm. Christmas, mate. It'll do it to you. And they've essentially had, you know, everything on the ground all year.
Yeah.
You know, there's hardly been any flights. Anyway, so they've had a bit of a conference yesterday for the aviation industry. And the head of Virgin has come out and said, hey, look, yes, it's going to be expensive over Christmas.
Mm.
But after Christmas, we're going to probably see the cheapest flights ever seen in Australia.
Really?
As we try and rebuild the aviation industry, as people try and get back on track. There's also a new competitor, Rex, are going to start flying between Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne.
Oh, because they just do rural Vic.
Yeah, so Regional Express is Rex. So when I lived in Port Lincoln, I would fly from Adelaide to Port Lincoln on Rex.
Yeah.
And so they do those little regional routes. But they've bought bigger planes now, the Boeing 737s, and they're actually going to be another competitor for Qantas and Virgin. I mean, we lost Tiger, but I mean, is that any great loss? I don't know.
Ooh.
So Qantas reckon they'll see a return to 70% of its pre-COVID capacity by Christmas, Virgin 60% by January. But then, yeah, there's between this golden triangle of Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane particularly, flights will be cheaper in the new year than you have ever seen before. So if you're thinking about travelling, maybe just hold off buying your flights.
Okay.
If you're looking forward now and you're looking in February or whatever and you're going, oh, geez, $250 isn't too bad.
You're speaking directly to me.
Yeah. Hold off.
Okay, I will.
Hold off till January and you might get them for $100 or even cheaper than that.
Thanks, Uncle Tom.
No worries. Captain Tom, please.
Oh, sorry.
I'm in charge of
Commodore
this.
Loggy at your service.
There's no Commodores. I'm trying to make a commercial airline.
Albatross to Muscus.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
EFTM.com is where I have been living at the moment to get all things tech related and goss related.
Yes.
And this is our guru when it comes to all things goss and tech. It's Trevor Long joining us this morning. Morning, Trev.
G'day. What's the latest goss?
Oh, I can't speak of that on the radio, just the interwebs.
Okay. Fair. Hey, so Trev, mate, you're living the dream. You've crafted yourself possibly the best job in the world in the sense that your whole job is to rate and review and kind of explain tech and new stuff that comes out. So you get stuff sent to you.
Like I'm exhausted.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of
it's
tech.
It's all the
out
blue
there.
Screen time.
Can I just ask as we go into Christmas, do you give tech and is the tech that you give as gifts stuff that you have been sent to test? And then you're like, all right, well, Nana could use a set of Google glasses. And
No, I don't. I don't often give the stuff I've received because most of it goes back.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't go back, it gets given away in competitions. But I do love giving tech things, or simple things like connected light bulbs or Google Homes. You know, those fun things that I really want people to experience. Like I bought one yesterday. I'm going to give to my uncle. It's just so awesome to hear people once they've experienced for the first time some of the cool stuff that I get to play with. So yeah, I love giving tech. But personally, I like receiving Lego.
And I love Lego as well. Harry Potter Lego. I've got Star Wars Lego. But anyway, enough about that. Tom's got a very burning question about extended warranties.
Yeah, we just thought we'd touch base with you because we're going into that, you know, festive period. Everyone's buying gifts, but you know, if you're buying something electrical, certainly if it's worth a bit, if it's more of an investment, is it worth getting the extended warranty? Because if you ask the person selling it to you, they will say yes, yes, yes.
Mm. Look, this could be a very, very complicated conversation, but I'm going to make it real simple. Never buy an extended warranty.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
It's as simple as that, because every Australian is covered for every purchase they make in an Australian retail store or an Australian retailer, for even online retailers, by Australian consumer law. Now, what that is a very vague law, but it broadly says that a product should work and function as intended for its expected life. Now, there's a lot of vagaries there, right? How long is the car's expected life? Is it 10 years, 4 years, whatever? Mm. A TV, should it last 7 years? Probably not, in my book. But if you've got a TV that's 4 or 5 years old and there's a green line on the screen, that's not good. And that should be fixed by the manufacturer. That thing should last 6 or 7 years, I think.
Okay.
If you buy a washing machine or a fridge or a TV and they say you need the 3-year warranty, no, absolutely not. That 3 years, you're absolutely covered by Australian consumer law.
Yeah,
so the only thing I would say about it is in 3 years after the purchase, if you do have a failing, it's not as easy as just getting it fixed. There is a little bit of a battle. You need to say to them, listen, I'm going to go to the fair trading. I'm going to go to my local department about this. You need to put on a bit of a fight.
Mm.
So I know why people buy the warranties, because they don't want that fight, but you are entitled to it. I had a car that had the steering failed. I waited 3 months, but I fought it, and I got that fixed for free instead of $2,500 because Australian consumer law.
And as you should, too. Like, you know what I mean? So that's the thing. It's like you spend that money.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And your rights are, you're covered.
Yeah.
If you broke the product, if you smashed it, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But just like with any warranty, that's the same thing. A warranty only covers damage that you didn't inflict.
Mm.
So think about what you expect from a product. If you buy a mobile phone, you expect it to last 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
I would expect a mobile phone to still work in 4 years. But if the battery is the only problem you've got, then no, that's always going to degrade. But if the screen's flickering and the buttons don't work, Australian consumer law, get it fixed.
Yeah, right.
See, this is why we get you on, Trev, because it's just explained so easily like that. And now, we know you're a busy guy. Just before we let you go, the new AirPod Max, which are the over-the-ear headphones, just got released, and they're going to cost just a dollar under $900, $899. Are they worth it?
I don't know that that's even possible. I mean, I've tested a lot of headphones, $2,500, $300, $200, $899 for a set of Apple headphones. Gee whiz. I'm testing them this weekend. I'm going to have to be blown away for it to be worth $900.
Okay, excellent. Well, you're testing them this weekend. We'll check in with you and find out, because Loggy is very interested to hear how they go, all right?
All right, no worries. I'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. In the meantime, everything is up at EFTM.com. Trevor Long there, our tech expert.
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up
fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.